So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
There we go. Welcome back in as the crowd is picking up. People are having a good time out here. We're at the Willowbrook location, Buffalo Wild Wings, enjoying ourselves on this Thirsty Thursday playoff edition. Thirsty Thursday as we're out and about hanging out and having a good time getting you ready for not a hell of a college football playoff tonight. Ole Miss, Miami, and then ultimately Monday night, the playoff game in Pittsburgh as the Texans look to win their first road playoff game in team history. So that's coming up as we are getting you prepared for that. T-Mills Best Bets, we've changed the time on that now. 5:30, change the time of that at 5:30, so stay tuned for that coming up.
We might have changed time again if it keeps trending in this direction.
No, we stick it out. We don't quit. We stick it out.
You're right. Scared money don't make money.
Yeah, no, I don't mean for you to. And now I've looked at your bets, and now you've decided to get aggressive.
Got to.
1-10 start. No, I don't like
that. Got to. 1-10. Got work to do.
CJ Stroud. Shout out to CJ and D'Amico, who were kind of on the show earlier today. CJ talked about something that we've had some conversation about. A lot of people have talked about. And that is the use of his legs, him running, him trying to get extra yards, first downs, what have you. This was him actually addressing that earlier today.
I don't know. I just try to play as fast as I can. I think every game I try to use my legs if I need to, but sometimes it doesn't present. And I've been getting spied lately, so that's kind of cool. You know, I haven't got spied in my career probably in a long time, but, you know, so whatever the – play presents, but yeah, I mean, I think, you know, whatever way you got to get the job done, get it done.
Oh man, now the league is seeing it. Now, Clint, they're spying him.
No, the league ain't seeing nothing. They're trying to keep him in the well.
They've caught on.
Yeah,
right, they're okay. Spying him now, baby.
Yeah, okay.
But they do it. No, I know you've been you've been against this, so you're fine with it. You're fine with him not running a lot.
The less C.J. Stroud runs, the better game the Texans have.
I agree. Yeah.
I mean, of course, when a play breaks down, I want him to try to go make a play. I want him to make the most of it, and I want him to – sure. I want him to help our team win and get out of bad situations, sure. But I don't want –
That ain't a part of his game, baby.
I don't want my head coach talking about C.J. Stroud running. I don't want C.J. Stroud talking about C.J. Stroud running. That ain't his deal. That ain't how we're going to win. The more we see C.J. Stroud run the football, the worse the Texans are doing. I mean, if he's running the football over the plate, it's because we're not protecting him. A run here or there, and because it's a little crease, cool, sounds good. I want him to remain a passer 100% of the time until he breaks the line of scrimmage, period, point blank. Now, I've been annoyed with these kind of questions and answers. More so than I've let on radio. It literally irks me when he's asked a question and when I got to hear him talk about his top speed this offseason with his strength coach, right? It literally annoys the hell out of me. I'll say this. It did get me thinking, right? I'm hard-headed, but I'm willing to think about things.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
I think Nick Caley ought to use his legs inside the 10-yard line.
Use Nick Caley's legs?
No. Nick Caley to use his head. I don't give a damn if he sat down the whole game. I don't need him using his legs. But inside the 10-yard line, I'd be a QB plus one run. Put him in gun. Put me a couple wide receivers out there. Spread them out a little bit. Present that you're going to throw the football, and then QB plus one run that thing. Run power. Run whatever your goal line
so
runs are.
So you'd be open to that?
Absolutely. Really? It's where you've had the most issues offensively is inside that 10-yard line. Two, we've seen you get so creative that you're using Togiai in a fullback dive, and you're using Dari Agumbawale in a wildcat form. So obviously you'll get creative. And number three, it's the damn playoffs. You got to pull out all the stops, and you got a quarterback that's big. He's thick. He's big in the legs and in the ass. He can handle it. He can push. And if you're going to use his legs, where you use it is inside that 10-yard line.
Okay. All right, so you're at least so you've gotten open to that.
I'd bet that we see it.
I would bet we don't.
What do you want to bet? You're not a betting man. What do you want to bet?
Love.
You can't be scared if they call it. What do you want to bet?
I bet if we see a designed QB run.
Yep. Inside the 10-yard line.
Anywhere. I'll give you anywhere. I'm talking about a design where we know this is design run, not a blown play, not a. I get you about a tequila.
Really?
And I don't even – I'm so confident I don't need you to give me nothing.
Oh, thank you, bud. That's a hell of a bet. It's good for me, ain't it?
No.
Yeah, man.
No, I ain't doing that.
I'm going to tell you, I encourage the hell out of it.
I bet you do now. Yeah, I get you.
I mean, we got to be able to punch that thing inside
and
the 5 yards.
And not a cheap bottle of tequila. I'm going to throw that. Not a cheap bottle. Don't be giving
me no cheap stuff now. I want some of that good stuff.
All right.
After this dry January, I'm going to need it.
All right, let's do a little T-Mills best bets. He's coming off hell, guys. 1-for-5 on Tuesday, 0-for-5 on Wednesday. And the Rockets didn't. I mean, he got hosed on the hook with Durant. Yeah. I saw that.
Hosed
both
on
of y'all
the hook.
Did. I saw both of y'all on that. And he's going to try to redeem himself. So, hey, maybe you go with him. Maybe you fade him. I don't know. But here is T-Mills best bet.
I hate a hosed hook. I hate that. And we don't go 0-for often if you catch best bets. We got to rebound in a big way. It has been a rough week. But I got five wagers for you, and they're within the NBA and in this college football playoff matchup tonight.
You got five. I'm counting six.
I do have six. You're right.
Yeah, you got aggressive.
I'm shook, obviously, from the 1-10 start. So I got six bets, three for the CFP game and three around the NBA. First, I'm taking Ole Miss +4. Give me the points. They take on Miami tonight.
That's ballsy.
I like that.
I am on the under in this playoff game between the Hurricanes and Ole Miss. Under 54. I believe the number's actually a little lower, maybe 52.5,
I could see how you arrived there. Go ahead.
I like under 54 a lot. And then also within that game, I am on Ole Miss to score the first points of this game tonight. So they need to score first rather than the Miami Hurricanes. Those are your three best bets in that one. Now your three NBA bets, which we went 0-for-5 on last night. Pacers taking on the Hornets tonight. I'm on the over in the first half. It's a low number, over 112 points between those two in the first half. Next, I'm on the Cavs, +2.5 as they go to Minnesota and take on the T-Wolves this evening. And lastly, your last best bet for tonight. You know I struggle with this guy's name. Ron.
Go ahead. Lauri Markkanen.
Oh, maybe I don't. I thought I was pronouncing that right.
I mean, that can't be no more obvious, T.
Markkanen. It's a lot of – there's double Ks, a lot of letters. It freaks me out.
I hear you, man. Yeah.
Utah Jazz Lauri Markkanen, over 25.5 points in his game tonight. We've hit that bet for over points for him a few times this year. Those are your six best bets, and we need a 6-for-60.
I actually liked the first two bets.
Ron, you liked all of them last night.
I did. I didn't like all of them.
I liked
the Rockets bets last night. I'll just tell you this. I can't even have the type of pressure of picking who's gonna score in the game first. I don't even know who's gonna win the coin toss. I don't know any. I can't even you talking about just a field goal.
Anything,
like I can't. I hope that rolls for you. I can't. I just can't.
Yeah,
even
we don't do the strictly just straight up chance kind of wagers often, but there it is.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that one. That one's straight chance. I like the Wolves Cavs one. Marketing. They're playing Dallas. Cooper's been pretty good. Got AD.
I think I've hit on Markkanen points like five or six times.
I'm trying to think of what the pace in that game would be. I don't know about that one. I definitely like. I told you I picked Ole Miss. I like Ole Miss +4.
Y'all.
And I don't like Miami scoring a lot of points in this game. So the The under 54, I don't hate. I think Clint's going the opposite way on that.
Well, I hate both of those first college football playoff bets. So that means you're going to win. That means you're going to win. That is a good sign, Chief. You should be.
I was going to say, the way you talk about that game, you're going to hate that.
Tyler, the worst thing Tyler likes is when I go, yeah, man, I like that bet. Tyler's like, damn it.
How about it? Hey, Texans cheerleaders are in the building.
Hey, look at that.
Some stuff. There you go.
Come on in.
There you go. Do your thing. Come on in and have a good time. Again, if you want to check it out again, at T-Mill Real Deal, where you can find all of his best or all of his bets.
This is the best.
This is the best of it. All right. Let's kind of start this and pick it up on the other side to kind of jump ourselves into this conversation. If you are scripting the first 15 plays, and we've seen Nick Caley have some good success, especially the Chargers game. If you're scripting the first 15 plays, how many of those plays would be Nico Collins-specific plays?